This is the days I've been looking for.
Amen.
That's all about.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I've worked so hard in that gym.
Amen.
But boy, Friday, I said, this is for you today. And I believe that was perfect. I mean, I didn't make one mistake. And I said, nobody heard it, but me and the Father I was having a conversation, right?
Amen.
I said, this is for you. Lord, amen. I thank you and I need you. So glory to God.
Amen. Praise the
As
Lord.
David danced before the Lord. That's all I could do. He's my number one, so I just want to.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I've done it for him. And I knew that because, you know, David danced for the Lord, and I couldn't even hardly move. I still don't move too well, but I can. In that class, I don't make the same mistakes that he's walking. It's something I can't imagine. It's so programmed in me. That's what it is. It don't bother me. When I'm walking, I'm a little bit fearful of what I'm going to be doing the next step. And I have no fear then. I've lost my fear.
Amen.
See, fear's got a great power. I didn't really see that, but I said it, see it right then. That's actually a fear that's in me. And I don't want to fall. It's hard to get back up.
Right. Praise the Lord. God is good. We want to welcome all you wonderful listeners. And I know you love the Lord. I think that's why you're here. And we just praise God for you. You're welcome. And we're here in the living room, and we want the Lord to welcome us too. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. And Brother Freedom's right. We need to do everything as unto the Lord. And we're doing this as unto you. We're not very perfect, but Lord, you are. We want to become overcomers. Thank you, Lord, that Brother Freedom is bringing out this wonderful truth of we need to be overcomers instead of undercomers. And just plain old comers, we want to be overcomers. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for your mighty move upon Brother Freedom and our listeners today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we're so thankful for this glorious, most beautiful day. Lord, I'm happy this day because you're real. I'm thankful for your faithfulness, that you don't change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I thank you for your example that's before me all the time. Oh, you help me. You help me to walk. You help me to talk. Even breaths come from you. My breathing. My entire being is in thy hands. And Lord, I do praise you. Lord, it was like pie in the sky years ago. But Lord, I know that this day is real. I know that you're forever faithful. And your eyes are over the righteous. And your ears open their cry. And you says, call on me, and I will answer thee. Oh, praise God, you've answered me time after time after time, and I do praise thee. And it says, you will show us great and mighty things that we know not. Lord God, I know nothing good in myself, but you're everything good. The purpose that I have is to fulfill the calling that you put in my heart. I know the world don't see it. There's nothing to me. I realize that, Father. But I know you told me that you called me, so that had to be. It was good enough for me because you're greater in my hopes in you, not in the world anyway. I don't look for their approval. I look for your approval. And Father, this day I pray that you will prove what I'm here is your child. I feel you. I see the stars. I see your glory. All the greatness, your might is beyond description. You're perfect in every area. And Lord, we have a blessed hope that the world don't know about. But Father, those that know Jesus Christ, their personal Savior, His dying upon that cruel cross, that we can receive that adoption as children, as your child, and become that joint heirs with you this day. And Lord, we do praise you. I pray for the people of the world today. I pray for where this ministry is going out to. I pray that you touch their hearts. Father, look upon them with, oh, praise God, have sympathy for them. Forgive those that need to be forgiven, Father. I just pray that you touch and lift them up, encourage them, heal them. Father, let them know the name of Jesus. Let them know that there's an inheritance that fades not away. Father God, I just praise you this day. Wonderful Lord, that you are my Redeemer. You are my soon coming King. Lord Jesus, I thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done. And Holy Ghost, I thank you for living with me, for putting up with me. Lord, I feel like I'm so inadequate. Holy Ghost, I thank you, thank you, thank you for being with me. And I just do praise you this day. Wonderful Lord, our wonderful Savior. Glory to God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this precious word. And Lord, we thank you for the, that we can pray, that you made us where we can pray and seek thy face. You made it where we can call upon you, and you don't have a deaf ear, but you have an open ear to us. You're leaning over with beckoning to hear from us, Lord God. And Father, we just pray that you'll make yourself real to every heart where this message goes out to, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Good morning out there. I believe that we're living in a time that's never been before. I believe it's a time of real close to the time of Jesus coming. I just saw this morning in the Spirit of God that I could see the threshold in Jerusalem and all the places, cities used to have a threshold where they go through. And I know a town with 13 miles about from here used to have a little water canal that went under, but on top it had the cars all went through this, it was like a threshold. And so I could welcome people into that city. But God's welcoming us, it's getting to close to that threshold for those that love Jesus, because that day is coming very soon. It's coming very fast. And that day is coming at last. For those that look for that coming, they're looking for that day, they're going to be taken up in the quick twinkling of an eye. Oh, praise God, the dead in Christ shall rise, ye which remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the ever, and ever and ever and ever. When that precious day comes, when Jesus catches up, and glory to God, there will be no more problems. We're a day of joyfulness, a day of happy living, a day of miracles, a day of prosperity in the Lord. And Father, we know that heaven is so wonderful, there's no way we can even describe it. It's why we won't, when we get up there, the things are so beyond description, we can't even remember these other things. You know, they won't be taken away from us. We just won't, it'll be so rich ahead of us. We just have not, no time for the things of yesterday. We're always going to be in the future there all the time, as we're supposed to be now. We're to be you, with you for the future. Pray God bless your people in this day. Praise God. God is wonderful. And I do love him. I want to speak what the Lord put in my heart. He's put this in my heart for a week now. The lofty looks of men shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord is of hosts, shall be upon everyone that is proud, lofty, upon everyone that is lifted up, and he that shall be bowed low, upon the cedars of Lebanon that are high, lifted up, upon the oaks of Bashan, says upon the high mountains. But God is higher than everything. It says the rocks shall cry out. I see people in ministry that they look like they're so haughty. And I guess they have to do that because the Lord was showing me that they could not reach souls if they didn't. Because the world don't look at humility. They look at someone that's glamorous. They look at Hollywood stars. They're their idols. Because they've become idols. I can see they have to take on this to give and attract the world. The world don't see the things that we see in God. And I say, many of the Christians don't see what we see in God because it becomes in a relationship with him, because it is made through knowing him. Many say they know him, but they really don't know him. Like the President of the United States, I know of him, but I do surely don't know him. I can know somebody, I might just know him, and that's why people know Jesus. That's why they know the Father. In a way distant, out there, way over, say, all this churchy stuff, it's only for the Sunday school teachers, and it's not for us. That's a lot of people. But I believe, but I don't really go in for all this extra stuff. And that's what a lot of people are, extra stuff. It's not stuff. It's the pure God by the Spirit. That's what's wrong. Our churches are not pure. God is a pure being. He expects us to strive to become pure also. This takes time. But we're to take heed to things that we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And I believe a lot of us have not really taken heed to things we've heard, if we're Christians. I got a little more to read before I get to going. This is to the man, basically. Moreover, the Lord saith, behold, the daughters of Zion, are not haughty and walk with stretched forth necks, wanting eyes, walking with mincing as they go, making tingling for their feet. I'm thinking about all the hell holes in the world. This becomes a real token for the cities, you know, if we have this kind of stuff going on. It describes right exactly how the world is. Because we know this old thing is, ladies have a way, if men don't stay in the place that they desire. It speaks pretty good here about it. Therefore the Lord shall smite them with the scab of the crown of their head of the daughters of Zion. And the Lord shall discover their secret parts. In that day, the Lord will take away their bravery, their tinkling ornaments, and their feet, and their corals, and their round tires like the moon. That round tires is, but I'll tell you what I've heard lately. I've seen a bunch of them just pass me like a blue streak, or just a streak down the highway. I don't know where they're headed, but some of them, you know, when I used to travel the interstate going out, the people that passed me, because I used to drive the speed limit, was young, I would say girls, it was in about 22 years old. They would come around you, and I mean, they had the metal to the pedal. They put the metal all the way down. Men was a little bit, but nothing like the young ladies. When I grew up, I thought about girls, ladies were perfect. Boy, did I find out they were not perfect, too. They're like we are. They're just so prissy around you, think, well, they're innocent. But they're not innocent, because they're part of man. See, God gave women to be part of man, that they would fulfill the things of the man's need. They would also make a home. They would have children. They would have grandkids. All these wonderful things that take place as uniting a couple together. This is very above reproach in any area if you do it by marriage. God sanctioned marriage. But this like this leads up to doing it on your own. And now, I'm not saying it's written for this, but I'm just getting in the punch of what the world looks for this day. Really what this talks about with rings, jewelry, change the suits, apparel, goes right down, whipples or crisping pins. All these things are makeup. Look at all the money that they make on makeup itself. But a price, many young ladies, if they're not careful, they lose what God had invested time for them to be. They become as harlots. And the young men go around seeking that. They're equal as bad. One is for a price, the other one pays for the one. It's very deceitful. And then you got the picture now, also, people of the same sex going out here having something that's way from God. It's way from the heart of God. God looks at it with, it's terrible. There's really no way of describing it. It's terrible. That mankind will go to that depth. And right now, America has chosen just this last week a state. They can do all they want. And they're having a celebration. See, this is what God was speaking about in Noah's day. And then after Noah, in Abraham, Lot. These are sins of the world. And how did they get there? They got there by the power of the enemy. He don't care about your latter early days of life. He's there to draw you into a lifestyle that's far away from God. That's all it's about. Christian, non-Christian, wherever you are, a lifestyle will get you interested in such a way that he knows your soul is bound for eternal hell. Now out there I'm preaching to you in the world this day, if you got these problems, you need to come to Jesus today and address them this day, because Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, was on that cruel cross, that you could be saved, set free, and sanctified by the power of God. There's preachers who won't preach this, but I'm going to preach it, because you need to be saved this day. You need to be on fire. You need to be a witness, because you haven't got much time there. Child, you're going to go out to eternal death. It's going to be forever and ever. You think this is bad. When you get to hell, it's going to be, we can't even imagine how bad it is. I've seen some of it, and it's terrible. It's wicked. It's undescribable. But God's got the opposite is heaven. Says there's going to be no more pain, no more sorrow. For former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. God's there as your child. You're become his child. He's going to take care of you. But the wicked, there's going to be problems. All this leads up to a time of lawlessness. When they change laws. When you keep changing laws, it means you're going more lawlessness all the time. Because you don't want to deal with that which is not forbidden. You just make it, it's okay. It's like making sure that alcohol was forbidden. Now it's okay. All you're doing is going down a step lower from God. At least when that's the law, God has some respect. But oh man, he don't respect you dealing down in something that's beyond the boundaries of God's law itself. But I'm going to tell you now, you may have a day pretty soon, because I guarantee you, if this country overnight falls short and one state's already done it, bankruptcy, there's going to be lawless in the streets, and with that, people are going to lose their lives. There's going to be people don't care. There are wicked people out there, and they'll take you in, especially the Christians. They're going to be a target. And your hope is not in this world. Their hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through what he did upon this cross, what he did for us, then saved us from this sinful thing, the curse that's coming on. There's going to be a curse on this land. Lord, just show me. There's going to be troubles. And what's going to happen? Invading countries going to come in with armies and take us over. And I guarantee you, I pretty well see which one of them. There's a couple of them that could do it. When we have chaos, it's just a field day for any. It's going to be, so they'll slay probably most everybody. Get rid of us. And that, this picture I see, we need to approach the throne room of God and seek for mercy. Seek that God will keep us out of this. Because if your children are left, they're going to be in the hands. And unless God shortens that, gives us mercy, we could live, all of us. We need to pray for his coming to come. This can be activated in an instant. When these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, wicked world, the world's falling apart. People don't even see it. They're doing the 4th of July today. They're not having, but you should be praying, just seeking God, because he's coming between now and August. August, the big day, because if our banks fall apart, see, we're living in a time when we're living on borrowed money. But somewhere there's a lender out here that's lending us money, and they want payment. We can't make payment. And we just like to spend more money, getting the debt bigger and bigger and bigger, to when there's no way. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you the truth. That's why, church, you need to wake up this day. Smell the roll. See what's happening. You used to be shaking yourself. Oh, man, oh, woman. They said they're going to be a revival. I don't know. What I see, that this day is coming. Wrath is at the door. We need to wake up. We need to shake ourselves. Oh, praise God. Samson, when he finally got to himself, his eyes are out. That's the church day, your eyes are out. But you need to shake yourself. You be saved. Even be saved. If you won't have any gifts there, but you'll be saved. We let build up gifts while we're here. But a lot of you, those gifts are gone. You've lived all those gifts up. You've taken all your treasury out of your bank account. And it's depleted. And then your bank account's depleted spiritually. You don't have anything to reserve on. And you don't have, that's a lot to the bank of the Lord Jesus Christ. That bank, many times, you got something in there. You're spiritually, you can live on it. But God said, now high time. Now the time. It is him. It's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than you believe. It's serious. But they that wait upon the Lord are going to make heaven. You say, well, God sort of makes it tough. No, he don't make it tough. There's only one way. Because when you're under him, then the enemy can't touch you. All this problem is coming from the interference of the enemy that have you bound your churches. You should be so powerful in the Lord, this day would not come. But you've been off getting around, having little parties. Oh, we have so much fun at our church. No, you need to be in the middle of the church. You're there in the church to meet God. We need God's approval in our life. If we don't have His approval, we need to wake up, pray yet until we get that approval. Does He approve what we're doing? I hope He does. I hope out there that everybody's pure, you're okay. But if you're not, you need to repent because He's coming. But what about these other things that's come in also? This nation that we've had so much can be destroyed in a few days. People can't see it, but it's there. They're having meetings. How are we going to do it? What states already went broke? Perilous times are here. It's time, old man, old woman, to wake up. Daughters of mine, you're not going to have haughtiness. You can't take that haughtiness with you. You're going to be in despair. There will be no more gyms. There will be no more probably grocery stores. There will be starvation. Troublesome. If this nation, overnight, the trucks were stopped, would be a couple days, would be out of melt, all the things. But I don't even know if pumps will be gone because I don't know what about electricity. There's so much stuff comes in. We're not like we was when we went through the Depression. Those days you had a hand pump. You could pump it, get water. Right here, from 30 miles, about 15 miles, 20 miles out there down the road going a certain direction, you used to have pumps alongside the road, windmills. You stop and get water, but you don't have those things anymore. Everything has got a have to have a pump on it, an engine to run the pump. All these things have to be, we've made it so modern that everything has to have a power from something to work. We have a canal. And it used to be the water flowed down the canal. Well, the environmental said that can't be, so now they got a pump it in. So that takes lots of electricity to run those pumps. Everything we do, there's problems. I'm just picture where we are. We've put ourselves in a place of we're not secure in ourselves. There's too many other things that make our security in everybody else. Our police department, we can hopefully sleep at night. But if something happens, we're going to lose that. We're going to lose everything. And we're at that point. I tell you, we're at that point. And I'm saying, Lord, take me home. Home, home, home. Lord says, you got to stay here a while. Praise God. I'm seeing things that I don't want to tell you. But I tell you, we need to get our eyes on Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You don't do it in yourself. You don't become a Christian yourself. You do it as Him living in you. The Holy Ghost lives within us. He's our way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus Christ. And Jesus gave us the power of the Holy Ghost to give us strength for this hour. Without the unction of the Holy Ghost, sir, pastor, whoever you are, you're not going to make it. You don't have the framework. You can't cope. The leadership is going to be facing. You need the mighty hand of God upon you. And if you can't serve God now, you're not going to serve Him when God lets this happen. You're going to cry out, He's deaf, and not hear you. You say, that's pretty narrow. That's just the way it is. God's call. For God so loved the world that He gave. Don't tell me. He gave His only Son that through Him we could have eternal life. But we have let go of that. And Jesus says, needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come, but it's needful. I'm going away, so I'm going to send forth the Comforter, and the Father is going to send Him in His name. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We have taken this out to wind and said, our church is great. We don't need it. We're against all those kind of people. You're against God. Simply, you're against God. I'll guarantee you, the spirit they have, most of them, is wicked. Satanic. Doctrines and devils, false, accusing elements that are not real. They're forever pursuing what makes them feel good. I'll guarantee you, sir, your church isn't there to make you feel good. Your church is there to make you good by God bringing conviction in your heart, old woman, old man, that you be convicted and you go home saying, woe is me. Yes, that's what you did. You've taken on the airs of the soft living. And soft living will get you away from God. You need to take those problems that God says, I want to spank you. He says, I'm going to spank it Well, you need to be spanked anyways, child, because I can help you. God wants to correct us, take away our images that we look for, the all our idols. I pray that God will bless you this day and search for Him this day. Seek for Him. Search for Him and you never stop for Him anymore. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. For I say to my people, I have called you time after time. I blessed you day by day. I have given you my word. And many have you scoffed at my people that live with me or for me. You've called them names. You made serious accusations. I've seen your haughtiness. I've seen this message. It's you this day. You need to come be. Repent this day. Repent. If thou shalt repent, I shall forgive thee. But I say, if thou dost not repent, thou be found wanting when you stand before me. And I say, when you stand before me, you'll be very fearful. You not come to me with a haughtiness of your heart, because my spirit will pull thee down. And thou shalt know then where thou hast failed me. So search for me this day, and ye shall find me. Call upon me, for I'm near. For I say, my spirit is upon this service today. I have blessed it. For those that do not seek me, I shall one day curse. But I am not cursing thee this day. I'm time that you can repent. Seek me, and you'll surely find me, said the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Oh, I felt your presence this day so well. Father, I thank you that you're real. I thank you that you're forever faithful. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to the very end. You needed to hear this. Amen.